We've just recently started attending John's church, but we have a relationship with him for over, or at least I do, for over a year now, working at the King's. I work in the cafe under him. So he's given me opportunity to speak, partially because he likes to do it, and partially because I need the credits, and it's part of a class I'm taking. So I don't know what the motivation was, but I'm here. So, and he asked me to speak about community, and I thought it was a great topic, and I thought when he said it, I was like, sweet, community, that shouldn't be a problem. And then I realized that's like asking somebody to talk about the Bible. I realized in my search on what the heck I was going to talk about that I can flip open the Bible to just about any page and find 3 or 4 verses that talk about community in some way or another. It is obviously important. And so I had to narrow it down, obviously. And I realized that, like God, community is very paradoxical. Paradoxial? It's confusing. There's an aspect of it that is, it's important. It's like, you know, because, again, it's all over the Bible, and so obviously, okay, community is important. We have to be in community. We have to be plugged in. We have to do this stuff. And, you know, 6 out of the 10 commandments are about relationship with other people. And it's there, so what do you do with it? And so many times I think, like, we have in the church, especially this church, what I like about it is it's very community-focused. And part of the problem that I think with the church as a whole is that it doesn't understand what the heck a community is for. It's just, you know, we get together on Sundays, we say hi to people, we smile, we nod. Nice to meet you. And then we go about our way, and that's it. But the community is about more than just relationship and interaction, from what I've seen. It's about intimacy and connectedness. And that's one of the things, again, that kind of drew me to John's church and to John in general is his love. And I figured, okay, if this guy's a church, this church has got to be very loving and very much about connecting to everyone involved and making sure that they know that they are loved and making sure that it goes beyond just the Sunday nod. It goes beyond the handshake and the hello. And I realized, again, in my search that my favorite book of the Bible is very community focused, which is the book of James. I like it because it's kind of one of those books that just, you know, let's cut the crap and get to the point. Can I say that? All right. I don't know. So, anyway, but I mean, you think about it. I mean, anyone could probably quote a verse about community. You know, Jesus told his disciples that the world will know them by their love for each other. Again, their relationship for one another. Proverbs talks about 2 being better than 1 and 3 being better than 2 and that idea of relationship, kind of strengthening each other. Jesus said, wherever 2 or 3 are gathered, I'm there. So it's all about that connectedness and that intimacy that's there. But there's rules that go along with it that we don't really like to pay attention to. And it's funny to me because community, from what I saw with the purpose of it, was, again, that support. Community is a place where it's not to bring out people's sin like we see a lot of times. And like I think the world would see, I'm going to go to church and they're going to expose my sin. And that's not what community is about. Unfortunately, that is the rap that we have gotten as a community. But community is supposed to be a safe haven, especially the church. It's a place where you can come for healing. It's a place where you can come to have your issues dealt with appropriately, not thrown out in the view of the public for everyone to ridicule you, but a place where you can come and become whole, as it were. And the paradox about it, this is the part that flipped me out, was that while community is not there to expose your sin and there to talk about it, that's your role in the community in order to get everything you can from the community is self-disclosure. And John always kind of gets on me about it because I have this high ideal of being completely self-disclosing all the time, everywhere, and it often gets me in trouble because people don't want to hear it. But I just have this idea that, you know, it's the truth shall set you free, and my idea of truth is openness and honesty. And just if I don't have to hide anything, there's nothing for me to keep. There's nothing binding me. There's nothing that's tying my hands in a conversation or in a relationship with somebody. So I just confess it all. Appropriately, I think. But, you know, don't go around telling everybody, hey, this is my struggle. How you doing? But that's the idea. The community is supposed to be a place where you can come. You can say, look, I'm struggling with this, and this is an issue in my life, and I have a problem, and I have not a clue what to do. I am alone right now. I feel completely left out of the world because I'm just the only one who struggles with this problem. And the community is there to go, no, you're not. You know, I have it too, and so do I. And so while you come and you self-disclose and you say, this is my issue, and you get your issues out on the table, the community is there to deal with them. And the community is there to make sure that they don't, you know, skyrocket it in the sky. You know what I mean? I'm making myself clear. You guys are following me here. And so it's interesting to me. Again, there's so many things to talk about with community, but I think of all the important things to talk about would be the idea of mutual support and peace in the community. It's hard because we get caught up in our own problems, our own issues, and we all have issues, and they're not invalid. I'm not here to say that, you know, your issues are nil compared to mine or anybody else's, but that's what community is about. Community is about issues, and hopefully not creating more issues. It's about taking care of the issues that everyone brings to the table. And I guess I would just encourage that's hard. It's difficult because that means you have to invest in somebody's life. It means you have to invest your time, your money, your resources and whatnot. And it's not something I like to do. I don't know about the rest of you guys. But I have things that I want to do in life. I want to play my PS2. I want to go to the gym. I want to do this stuff. But everyone has issues and they take away from my fun time. But that's what it's about. That's what we're here for. And that's what God has asked us to be. He's asked us to be a community that supports each other and that loves each other. And that will be our defining mark among the world. And if we can't love each other, we're not going to get love, because the world certainly is not going to love us. I just watched The Passion last night. Haven't seen it in a while. And he talks about that in The Passion, how, you know, when they hate you, when they persecute you, just remember they persecuted me first. It's a when. It's not an if. Is when this happens. The world hates us because of whatever. You know, we expose the light shines in the darkness and they see themselves for what they are and they go, ooh, I need help. And I don't like admitting that. But that's what the community is about. It's coming forth and saying, hi, my name's Ben. I have a problem. It felt like an AA meeting there or something. So I guess that's it. I would just encourage myself as well as everyone else here that it's an investment to be a part of a community. But I think this church in particular, and the body of Christ overall, is a good investment and a good place to find that support and to be a support. So, there you go.